Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Dev Gurudev, Gurudev, Nithai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nithai Gaura Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. Sri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 28, entitled Jnana Yoga, text number 3. Taijase Nidrayapanne Pindasto Nashta Chetanaha Mayam prapnoti mrutyum va tadvam nanartha drikpuman taijase nidrayapanne pindasto nashta chetanah mayam prapnoti mrutyum va Tadvam nanartha drikpuma Taijase nidrayapanne पिंडस्थो नष्ट चेतना मायां प्राप्नोति मृत्युं वा तद्वं नानार्थ दृक्पुमान् तैजसे निद्रयापन्ने पिंडस्थो नष्ट चेतना मायां प्राप्तोति मृत्युं वा तद्वं नानार्थ दृक्पिमान् तैजसे निद्रयापन्ने पिंडस्थो नष्ट चेतना मायां प्राप्नोति मृत्युं वा तद्वं नानार्थ दृक्पिमान् तैजसे निद्रयापन्ने पिंडस्थो नष्ट चेतना मायां प्राप्नोति मृत्युं वा तद्वं नानार्थ दृक्पिमान् वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन तैजसे वेन द सेंसेस विच आर द प्रोडक्ट्स ऑफ फॉल्स ईगो इन द मोड ऑफ पैशन निद्रया बाय स्लीप आपन्ने आर ओवरकम पिंड इन द शेल ऑफ द मटेरियल बॉडी स्थ द सोल हु इज सिचुएटेड Nashta Chetanaha, having lost his consciousness, Mayam, the illusion of dreaming, Prapnoti, he experiences Mrityum, the death-like condition of deep sleep, Va, or Tadvat, in the same way, Nanartha, in terms of material varieties, Drik, who sees, Puman, a person. Translation, just as the embodied spirit soul loses external consciousness when his senses are overcome by illusion of dreaming or the death-like state of deep sleep, so a person experiencing material duality must encounter illusion and death. Purport. The material senses are described here as taijasa because they are born of false ego in the mode of passion. Impelled by false ego, one dreams of the material world without personality of Godhead and makes plan to lord it over material nature to exploit her resources. Modern atheistic scientists have developed this false ego to a fine art and imagine themselves great heroes conquering the obstacles of nature, moving forward towards inevitable omniscience. Such a dreamy materialist are repeatedly stunned by the crushing reactions of the laws of nature. And their arrogant agnostic civilizations are repeatedly annihilated by the world wars, natural disasters, and violent shifts of the cosmic situation. On a simpler level, all conditioned souls are captivated by sex attraction and thus bound to the illusion of material society, friendship, and love. They imagine themselves to be wonderful enjoyers of the material nature, which suddenly turns against them and kills them just like the tamed animal that suddenly turns on its master and kills him. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurud Vilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्म पदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द डिवोटीज so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, 28th Chapter, Jnana Yoga. This section is similar to the Bhagavad Gita in a concise form in Chapter 2, 11 to 30 verses, and then from chapter 13 to 18, also known as the Jnana Yoga. But as we see here, Srimad Bhagavatam is a post-graduation study. That's why Krishna here, apart from, just like in Gita, he's just giving a characteristics of soul and body. Here he's giving a better perspective, deeper perspective, to so that we can see this world. How to see this world? We see that, understand Gita as Krishna has given Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga in between, I mean the sense. Bhakti Yoga in between of these two yoga. Why? Because soul being very active, he is prone to do fruitive activities. So, first of all, he gives an understanding that you act so that every action should be offered to Krishna. So that then you will not get entangled, and slowly you will move to Manmanabhava Madhbhakta. In the sense, slowly you will come to the stage where you will always remember me. But as we are active, but in a wrong situation. In the sense, we are in Maya, where Maya's job is to pull us into wrong activity, in the sense, away from Krishna. So that's why he has given, so Jnana is always should be on the background. So that's why he has kept that. Gita ends with, in the sense, the strong section of Jnana Yoga. You should understand what is the world, who you are, what are the modes. In such a way that you will always be on the right track. This chapter starts with Krishna telling Uddhava that Paraswabhava Karmani Yaha Prasanseta Garah Na Prasanseta Garahet Vishvam Ekatmakam Pashyan Prakrutya Purushanisa. So we know that we are not this body, we are soul. As what about others? So he said, just do not be entangled in observing and analyzing each other's activities and nature. See that the background of this world is me only. Not a single part where Krishna is not present. and he is not aware of anything. He knows everything. But at the same time, what you see is only two things. Prakrutya Purushinetra. This soul here, Purusha is the soul, who is in different capacities, in different illusions, he is trying to exploit the matter. According to his past karma, he is illusioned in different ways. So, you don't, he says, na prasanseta na garahet. Neither you praise, neither you criticize them, their nature and their activities. That is the instruction. If you do that, what will happen? In next day he said, parasvava karmani, yaha prasanseti nindati. Yaha prasanseti nindati. Those who do that, those who entangle themselves in the praising or criticizing others, especially materialists, even though, I mean, we will discuss later, even spiritual circle also, it is a very big challenge to how not to get trapped into this. So he says, those who do that, yaha sa ashu bhrashyate swarthat asati abhiniveshata. Quickly he will get diverted from his main self-interest. So he says, our goal is to remember Krishna. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhacha. Krishna finally he said, this is, and mayarpita mano buddhir mame vaishyasi asamshya. This is our goal. And in that if we, because our nature is, what, if somebody is going ahead, competition is the first thing we learn as we get into this world, right? What toys others have. You know, from the very beginning, what grades we have, what others have. That is a competition. Similarly, we are up to be into this circle of what is happening in others' tent. And not only that, he said, Sa ashu brashyate swarthat asati abhiniveshata. We will get absorbed in this analyzing. Why he is doing that? He is like that only. He should have done that. Or she. So like that, he says that he will increase his stay in this material world. So don't do that. And today's verse, we are on the third, he elaborated that how actually this sense gratification of the material soul, I mean soul in the material world, is actually illusion only. And he says, do not, in the 22nd chapter already Krishna told to Uddhava that, do not indulge in sense gratification, because it's the, how illusion is acting in such a way that you are, that illusion is keeping you away from self-realization. It's keeping you away from realizing yourself. So stay away. Now let me ask you one very simple question, if you feel like you can raise your hand. That is there any day in your life you have thought more about yourself than thinking about Krishna? I mean, most of the people we do, right? Because that's, we are on the, in the process of coming to Krishna consciousness exactly. So what generally happens is not only, just think that we are living in temple. So we are supposed to think about Krishna more than anybody else in the world. So I'll give an example in that even mundane circle also it happens. That somebody is on the task, but he gets distracted by, you know, by just like we all are into this trap, and then find themselves in some another scenario only. I'll quickly give an example in my life. In way back in Sevastan, I was serving. One day I have to bring the patient who is discharged from the Bhaktivedanta hospital, and it was summer time, 2009, something like that. So, and it was rush, 11:30, something like that, full. So it was very unlikely that we would get same bogey. So it's that we just get into it and we have to reach for lunch. And we reach there, it was planned, and then we'll get taxi and reach to the temple. So it was so crowded, and you must have encountered that previously, previous sadhu chappal, you know, they had a fault that the portion which we hold in our fingers, it would come out, right? After some time, and we continuously you keep putting it like that. So that thing had happened with my sleeper. That time, continuously it was doing that. So when I got into the train, somebody stepped on my sleeper. And the only thing I had was that thing. So they pushed me and I realized that, the sleeper is gone. So I tried to revert back. But people said, "Arey, Maharaj, pagal ho gaya kya? Chalo, andar chal." So I was forced to go inside. But as everything was settled, I thought, let me see, where is my chappal? So again I started. So one fellow who shouted at me, "Hey, Maharaj, pagal hai kya?" He said, "Abhi kya ho gaya tumko? Why are you..." So the train started actually. So Maharaj, kya marne ka hai kya abhi? Train start ho gaya. But I went and I saw it has actually got into under the train in the track only. So I got actually fed up with that sleeper. So I thought better remove the second one also. So I just removed that and put it. And so he was not letting me in, and now he is not letting me outside also, this person. So Maharaj, ye kya kya? So see, this one chappal is not in use of myself. So if somebody who gets another chappal, he can use it by the way. So immediately he said, "Oh Maharaj, mera aparadh ho gaya. You are such a saintly person." Arey mela main nahi hu ya. Well, I am, this is common sense. So le nahi nahi nahi. Arey swargo swargo Maharaj to jagah do. Can you imagine? So he is into his own world. Mela arey nahi, I am a normal person. Arey main koi bhi nahi 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 baithne do inko. Or please aap mere ko shama karna nahi, like Bajaj Prabhu over. So mela theek hai yaar. Fine. So I was thinking this, I mean simple, when our comforts are challenged, we get angry. And when we see that, oh, we unnecessarily become angry, then we become, oh no, I am a very nice person, why I am getting angry? Let we have a peace, you know. Somehow this has happened, and this is not all. When I reached there, so, and in between, train halted actually. So this person saying, "Maharaj, main aapka apna aparadh kiya hai na, isliye unhone rok diya hai." मतलब ऐसा कुछ नहीं है, मैं सिग्नल नहीं दिया होगा. एंड समहाउ आई रीच टू द स्टेशन एंड आई एम बेयर फूट एक्चुअली एंड इट इज वेरी हॉट. सो आई केम आउट एंड स्टूड इन द दैट नियर द रोड. आई वॉज वेटिंग फॉर हिम एंड आई कॉल्ड हिम. सो ही इज नॉट पिकिंग अप द फोन, अवर पेशेंट. सो and a lot of, I mean, 10-15 minutes. Now I don't know whether he has gone or is in another train. I mean, what is the matter? I was contemplating and I was sweating like anything, full weight. And I saw, you know, in those days, in particular our station, there were some ladies used to sit for gajra making. You know, their families were actually they are settling in the settled on that road itself. Now it is removed that. So there one boy was there, he was almost no clothes on the road crying. He was crying like anything. You know, mucus coming from his nose and flies. And I was looking at him and I was thinking that what kind of karma he must have. But previously I was thinking what kind of karma I have performed that I have now to wait in the summer. And because nothing is clear. I have to go, then he will shout, "Why didn't you stop for me?" or something like that. Neither he is picking up the phone. In the meantime, I have transferred my analyzing on him. That what kind of person, karma he must have performed, that he is in such a precarious condition. But I was thinking that actually he is getting rid of his bad karma actually, isn't it? Because some way or other, he is getting purified. I was thinking, and so, and you know that, now I don't know, but at that moment, during lunch time, you don't get any taxi. Even the taxi wala is there, they take rest. So nobody, and the boy is there, and there are two ladies, they are shouting. They are quarreling in their own language. And I was fixed on that. Suddenly, my vision got interrupted by one modern lady, some maybe 20, 26. So she, immediately I saw, she looked at me like this, was staring. I thought maybe she doesn't look like his mother actually. She's very modern person. She immediately went to the station And I started contemplating the same thing, what is happening and why this has happened. Suddenly she came and she found out that this boy is bleeding. I mean, his thumb has got hurt. So she put the bandage and gauze and everything. And she gave him a biscuit box. So as soon as she tried to attend him, he stopped crying. The ladies got aware, "Are, what is happening?" But as they saw that she is helping, they are also happy. And she, while after giving him a biscuit, she got up and instead of going, she again stared at me. So I could make out that what is going on. So I couldn't, I mean before she turned out, that generally wearing this dress, I mean I was white at that time, shaving head and all that, people see that you are a social worker. In the sense, you are not a normal man outside, you should help others. That is their understanding. And instead of helping, I am just watching him. And she, being a lady, and a normal lady, she could help. So she wanted to show that I am better than you. I could immediately understand that. And at that moment, somehow Krishna gave me intelligence. I just smiled and I said, "Very good." Unknowingly, I don't know why I did that, but that has created a miracle, and she started walking towards me. I said, "Now what has happened?" So no connection, I don't know her. She is coming and she says, "Maharaj, well, what has happened?" So I'm really sorry. What for? She said, "You know, I was thinking all the day, all the time that you people are, you know, are very like a stone-hearted people. Now, what made you think like that?" She said, "You know, you leave family, friends and leave, you know, you don't have any heart. So when I saw that you are looking at that boy, then why are you not helping him? You are supposed to, you should help that boy, but you are not doing anything. So my perception about you was you are stone-hearted. You don't appreciate, you know, you don't have love. You don't appreciate anybody. But my simple gesture, your simple gesture of appreciating me, my simple task, I won over." He said, "The credit which I got by serving him is less than what you are appreciated." So, Tamala, what, you are a philosopher sort of person. But anyway, I said, "Fine, very nice. I started glorifying God. I saw a mother, I mean, I have never seen a person who is so I said that you are the greatest lady, you know, I mean, I have never seen such a mamata, motherhood in anybody." You know, started glorifying her. "Thank you very much." Then she said, no, actually, now I have done aparad and give me blessings." So as she bowed down, I said, "You know, in our tradition, nobody touches our feet. But now when she tried to bow down, she saw that I am barefoot. So now she thought, oh, now I understood that because you wanted to serve him, but because you are barefoot, it is hot, that's why you couldn't, that's why you were just contemplating. Oh, a bigger mistake I did." So Malala is nothing like that. I was just, so in between she said, "I have to help him, I have to help you, let me get you sleeper." So the things are going on. In the meantime, I got a call from this patient. "I already reached temple, you come." Well, wow, you reached. And so I told her, you know, actually I have to go. But in the meantime, I told her that, okay, if you want to help me, get me a taxi, because nobody is getting. She called a taxi and the things happened. Why I told you this is a mundane, normal incident. But just see. And in between she told that she was about to go to interview. So give me blessing. So I said, may you get a job. You know, sort of. So I was thinking, we have a self-interest. She has a self-interest. She has to pass an interview. She goes. She just happened to see one incident. And what we do? Para swabhava karmani ya prasansati na prasansati nindati. Either we criticize or praise. She did both. And in the meantime, she got late. In the sense, might have, isn't it? Similarly, in our devotional life also, these things happen. How this happens? Just we have already we have approved that we many times think about ourselves more than Krishna, because many times while doing service, just like Krishna says that mam anusmara yuddha cha. What is yuddha for us? Service, you know, doing service. But we are not a stone. We always we may not hanker for appreciation, but somebody praises us for so many days and he doesn't on that particular day, we may think, why? Maybe I have not done service properly. Or if somebody criticized, then also we have a problem. So Krishna, what is saying that mayar pita mano buddhir. So why we are in illusion, in the sense why we suffer? See, this verse says that by illusion we suffer till death. So the reason why is we may be doing service, but we lack the another part of offering our mind and intelligence to Krishna while serving. Because what does mind and intelligence do? Mind supplies so much of data, and intelligence analyzes it. Why did he praise me? Why didn't he praise me now? Why he criticized? Like that. And in the process, we forget remembering about Krishna. Our task is to do service and remember Krishna. But because these managers of our false ego, mind and intelligence, are with us to do their task, we can't remember Krishna. We land up in thinking about people. People mean devotees. That's why how can we, Krishna says, Mame Vashyasi Asamshaya. How can we get to Krishna if we have such an attitude, if we follow the same route? So how to come to the ideal behavior? We'll come to, if we are in a process of purifying our heart, in the seventh canto, Avadhut Brahman, you know, he's like a python, he's lying at one place. He meets Prahlad Maharaj and he gives whole story of his life. And he says, why I have told you this? He says, that swa-atma vruttam mayetham. I have given the history of my self-realization to you, suguptam api varanitam. It is very confidential. But still I have explained to you. Why? Because you have that quality which nobody has. Vepetam loka shastrabhyan. You have no consideration of public opinion or so-called shastras. In the sense, I have given you the my story, you have not analyzed it. What we do, but this shastra says this should be done. Or public says this or this that. In the meantime, the essence of that, the life of his self-realization, we forget. We go into more analyzation. Ye kyu jiva fall kya wo kya what? But that's why Krishna says it's very difficult to follow the instructions and get the result, because people forget the essence. Radhana Swami Maharaj gives a very powerful statement in one of his lectures. He says that by our all activities, if you are not pleasing Krishna, our breathing is just like a bellows of a blacksmith. That what it says, that means all our activities should be for the pleasure of Krishna. But we have some portion of that is that whether I am pleasing to others or not. That's not wrong. But actually we go more into that. We rather depend on others' pleasure, which is not required. It is a bonus. But rather than depending on Krishna's pleasure, we depend on others, whether they have pleased or not. And that analyzation keeps us into illusion. And then we stay on the track. Two examples I'll give where the Acharya says that a pure devotee is very pakka. Yes, I mean, ekeha kuru nandana. So he just sees that anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam. What is so this Prahlad Maharaj heard the story. He what is accepted, what is required, accepted, what is not required, rejected. Don't analyze things. And our Narad Muni also gives, while instructing Vyasadeva, says that the most of the population will fall into this trap that instead of focusing on Krishna's main instruction, they will try to find out some another goal. Here one word comes, nanartha. Nanartha means various goals apart from pleasing Krishna. There is one verse come ki yavan nanartha dhipumso na nivarteta yukti bhi jagrati api swapan agya swapane jagranam yatha. In this verse our Hamsavatar gives instruction to Sanat Kumar that I have given you all instructions what is to be done. You should follow that and focus yourself on me. But if you don't, then whatever you think will create nanartha. Whatever you have an ideas will be like a person who is now suppose dreaming, and he may now think that now I have woken up from dream. He is dreaming, but now he is thinking that I have woken up and I am doing so many activities. But actually he is dreaming. So what will happen when we will actually wake up? He will say whatever he has done is useless. Because actually he is in dream only. Similarly, just like this statement, our existence proves when we please Krishna by our activities. Otherwise, it is a waste of time. So this is, we are going further than sense gratification. Sense gratification has no platform here. Even our services will have, will fructify when the background will be pleasure of Krishna. Neither myself or neither other praises me or not. And further, Narad Muni to Vyasadeva, he says another word that if you have to describe anything which is not in the vision of the Lord, will create so many another tatkruta rupa namavi. That means the result will be in so many ways just to agitate your mind. That means what he says is, when you describe about Krishna, your mind will be stable and you will experience pleasure. But suppose we talk like prajalpa or anything, forget about prajalpa, naishkarmam api achyuta bhava varjitam, ki fruitive activities or maybe brahman, all these activities where achyuta is not there, it will just agitate our mind. So we are talking about how Maya or illusion had only one task, to agitate you away from Krishna. Keep us busy in thinking about so many things. Bhurini bhuri karmani. There are so many subjects where we'll put our mind and intelligence other than Krishna. What is the solution? What we have said? First thing, anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam and eke kurunandana. That means focus. So that's what, that is the our purification process where our association should help in this rather than having a competition of praising or criticizing. Generally what happens is if somebody praises, oh Prabhuji you are very fine. So we feel obliged that I'll have to praise him twice. You will have to someone, or maybe somebody criticizes us. The materialist may find another his intelligence to criticize 10 times. So this competition has to be removed from our life. So paraswara na prashansati na nindati. Just like Shivaram Prabhu yesterday told that there is only one person actually who should be glorified is Krishna. But in the meantime, someday out of blue we may do very nice activity. So that should be glorified. But there is a principle that devotee should be glorified. That way we advance, right? But we take it in another way that, oh, if I don't glorify somebody, so we should not find out or maybe unnecessarily impose criticism or glorification. Sometimes it's actually there. And just like I'll give an example that if taking dust of lotus feet of devotee will advance our, will advance in devotional service, right? So few devotees fight actually, taking dust of each other's lotus feet. And that may happen, one person has got knee problem also. You know, fighting. The principle is there, but too much into that will create a havoc. So, Krishna in... Now, we'll come to sense gratification last. What he says, how Jiva falls into the trap of illusion in respect of sense gratification, he says that actually we all have come from that background that we should see everybody, everything is a property of the Lord. It should be meant for service of the Lord. If that is there, then we are safe. We have no anxiety. But there is a one statement, very nice statement is given that whenever one selects object for personal sense enjoyment, say maybe car, food or whatever, he considers the relative quality of that object to be required, to be acquired. Suppose I have a Luna and I desire to have a BMW. So I am considering that particular object as my sense enjoyment, but what will happen? The relative quality of that BMW, what is that relative quality? Have to be rich. Only rich. So how petrol kon dalega? So to acquire that relative quality, person has to go to so much anxiety to earn money. And in this way, he land up into misery, one after another. And that is mean getting one body after another. So this is talking about one sense object. There are many sense objects that attract our attention. So how much more there is a data in our mind for our intelligence to analyze at the end of life that what should be my next body, isn't it? What will hanker most at the end of our life is which enjoyment I didn't do and I wanted to. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavani. So that's why if we consider everything as a property of Krishna, then there is no anxiety. If BMW or Luna, what I have to do? Serve in Krishna's service. So no anxiety. So that way, this is a second solution. We stay away from Krishna's, this Maya. The third thing Krishna says to Uddhava is, what is the origin of illusion? Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesyata syat ishat apetasya viparyayo asmriti. So we all have chosen dvitiya, something other than Krishna as important, worshipable, first place. That's why Krishna said, okay, asmriti, viparyayo, Krishna se vimukh ho gaye, and then we have abhinivesyata, we are absorbed in this material world. So Krishna says, procedure is same also. Procedure to come out of that, the procedure is same. One verse in first canto it is come that the one thing has caused a disease. But if we use that same thing therapeutically, then it can cure the same disease. So what has caused the disease? We have considered something other than Krishna important, worshipable. So Krishna here says that now you do tam mayato Abhajat Buddha. Sorry, one sec. What is the, how the verse goes? Tan Maya to Buddha Abhajat. Buddha means become intelligent now, and Abhajat Bhakte ka Isham Guru Devadatma. So he says, now do the same thing. Except now Guru. He is not Krishna, he is a representative of Krishna. Become intelligent and now worship him. I mean, perform devotional service, Bhakte Isham, under his guidance, and treat him as worshipable like me, like your life and soul. So similarly, if you please him, then you will please me, and then you will actually can remember me. So that is the final solution he gives, that the same attachment we have to, the attachment in the sense that false ego we have to give up to somebody else, because Krishna will not accept. First you show that you have completely surrendered to somebody else, and who is my representative, then I will accept you. So that is the last solution it is given. One of the lecture it is, I heard that, see, it is very difficult to please a guru. It is because completely to give up false ego is the most cherished thing we are giving it to him. So when we give that, then only Krishna will accept us completely. That is like being completely naked. That okay, I have nothing, and I am accepting you as my worshipable Lord. So in conclusion, the time is up. But in further shloka, Krishna says that in whatever happens in the situation, like this, the world has collapsed, you know. And or maybe people criticize you or neglect you or so many things. Chitto abhimanito asadvir. So many things will happen. He says, Shreyas kama krishna gataha atmana atmanam udharet. So Uddhav Gita, it's a very powerful verse. This verse is there. So many things will happen, but you keep, by your intelligence, you keep yourself safe in the platform of devotional service. And that way you will be fast progressing. Thank you. I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you, sir.